Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Get your advanced PhD in WOW from Floor and Decor. If you're a pro, you're already an expert in tile, wood, and stone. And with Floor and Decor's job site delivery, their free design services, and pro rewards that actually reward you, your business is set to grow from one client to the next. Floor and Decor isn't just a couple of aisles. It's an entire store designed to help your business boom. It's Floor and Decor.
Brett McKay here, and welcome to another edition of the Art of Manliness podcast. So the very first article I published on the Art of Manliness was an article called How to Shave Like Your Grandpa. And it's an article about traditional wet shaving with a safety razor. And it's the article that really, it put Art of Manliness on the map. That's how a lot of people have found us. That was back in 2008. Since then, we've done some other articles about shaving, how to shave with a straight razor, how to shave, you know, how what to do about shave nicks and things like that. But today on the podcast, I've got the original godfather of internet wet shaving. His name is Mark Hero. Probably have seen his YouTube videos. He goes under the name Mantic59 on YouTube. And through his wet shaving videos, this guy has probably taught more men to shave than any other guy. He's taught literally millions of men how to shave properly using a safety razor, using the straight edge, and using other implements as well. Besides his YouTube channel, Mark has this website about shaving called Sharpologist. And today on the podcast, we're going to discuss all things wet shaving, the benefits of safety razors. If you've been curious about trying the double-edged safety razor, maybe we'll convince you to do it. We talk about what you can do to get a better shave, closer shave, technique to get a close shave and comfortable shave as well. Talk a little bit about straight razor shaving, and we talk a bit about the future of shaving. Shaving is something a lot of men do every day, so you'll probably find this really interesting, get some great practical tips you can start applying right away. If you got a beard, this podcast, you're probably going to want to skip, and I'll have a beard guy on sometime later. Anyways, really great show. Without further ado, Mark Hero and traditional wet shaving. All right, Mark Hero, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, so I know a lot of our listeners are familiar with your work. You probably hold the world record for teaching the most men how to shave. How did you become everyone's dad on the internet when it comes to shaving?
Actually, the whole thing is kind of random, and it started about, almost 10 years ago when I had received a camcorder for a prize for a conference I attended. And at the time, coincidentally, one of the forums I was on related to old school shaving started talking about this new service called YouTube and how somebody should make a video on how to shave with old school equipment. And I sort of took it as the gauntlet being thrown down and made some test video and showed it to the guys on the forum, and they all seemed to actually like it. So I put it up on YouTube, and it languished there for a few weeks, as I figured it probably would. And then somebody submitted it to Lifehacker, and it exploded from there. That was the first big coincidental takeoff. In fact, I still to this day get referrals from Lifehacker onto my video page. So that's one of the first things that really started it. And I just kept on going. And I think partly organically and partly due to some lucky coincidences, all of a sudden the videos took off, and I now have over 8 million video views of something that would normally be totally random, shaving, and I'm actually doing it full time now. As of April, I retired from my 9-to-5 desk job, took early retirement, and I'm doing videos and my Sharpologist website full time.
That's crazy. So you're making a living teaching something that most guys should have learned from their dad.
That's true. And the thing is, most people haven't learned to shave properly from their dad or whoever. And it's I've kind of become their second dad, like you said.
Yeah, yeah. And why do you think that is? Because, like, you know, shaving is one of those things you think that, oh, yeah, dad should, like, sit down and, like, tell his kid, here's how you shave. But for me, like, my dad didn't do that. I sort of, what my first shaving experience was, I snuck in to his bathroom and Bogarted one of his razors from his DOP kit and then tried to shave on my own. I ended up, like, taking off a chunk of my lip. And it was really embarrassing because everyone knew, like, I was like 12,
right?
And I hardly had any peach fuzz, so everyone knew what I was doing. It was really embarrassing. But I mean, is that how most guys learn how to shave? They just sort of do it on their own?
You know, I think so these days. You know, for me, I actually learned with a electric razor. I shaved with an electric razor for 30 odd years. My dad had an electric. He handed me his old one, and I stuck with electrics for 30 years before I kind of saw the light and tried traditional shaving, largely due to a young woman in my life who is now my wife, who wanted to caress my smoothly, freshly shaven face and wanted it more smooth than I can get with an electric shaver. But getting back to your question, I think a lot of it is people relying on the media. They see TV commercials about how easy shaving is supposed to be with the latest 27-bladed razor or zip-zip with an electric razor, done in 2 minutes kind of thing. And I think the skill set, the learning curve, has largely been lost to external forces. Now, it's not that difficult to pick up. It's not that difficult to learn. In some cases, you have to kind of unlearn some bad habits. But I think part of this is the time involved with just wanting to get something done and get on with your life. And another problem is other people just don't want to spend the time to pass something on.
Yeah. So why is there this interest, right? This explosion in interest in traditional wet shaving? Like you said, the video on Lifehacker, like I posted on Lifehacker, has gone bonkers, you know, over 8 million views. I mean, what's going on there?
You know, I think it's two different reasons. I think one reason is purely economic, purely financial. I think when the latest 5-blade razor came on the market about 4 or 5 years now, that people saw the prices for a cartridge refill and thought to themselves, this is insane. Why should I be paying this much? And so they go looking for an alternative, looking for something less expensive. The other reason, I think, kind of goes back to what I was just saying about taking the time to pass something on. I think some people are kind of longing for that family connection, that connection to a previous generation that maybe took things a little slower, a little easier, a little more leisurely, or just wanting to reconnect with a family memory. You know, I don't know how many people have mentioned to me their memory of when they were a child sitting in the bathroom watching their father shave. And I think they want to recapture that in some respect. And this is one way of doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Wet shaving definitely provides, it's a ritual in a lot
yeah.
of ways.
Yeah, in a lot of ways it is, yeah.
And yeah, that connection between families. So for example, I have the Gillette safety razor that my grandfather used.
Oh, nice.
And I'm still using it. And the thing's like, I don't know, 60 years old.
Yeah.
I also have my great-grandfather's straight razor.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, have had it restored. And it's just cool to think. I mean, the thing's over 100 years old.
Yeah.
And it's like my great-grandfather used this and my grandfather used this. And now I'm using it. And it's just, it's nice to have that connection.
Right. I get a lot of that kind of comment. It's a real family or historical connection that really appeals to people.
All right. So a lot of your videos and instruction is geared towards the safety razor.
Right.
I know if you're listening to the Art of Manliness podcast, you probably know what a safety razor is, but there might be a few who don't know what it is. Can you describe what a safety razor is and what are the benefits of shaving with this type of razor?
Okay. Well, at its base description, a safety razor is a bladed razor, usually one blade. Now, some people think that cartridge razors are a form of safety razors, and that's fine. But for our purposes, let's assume a safety razor is a single blade with either one or two edges, typically two. And what most people associated it with is the old Gillette twist to open single blade, double edge razor that, as you said, your father or grandfather might have used that really became famous in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
And so, I mean, what are the benefits of using this type of razor? I mean, like, look, I mean, the marketing on these multi-blade razors, like, well, you got multi-blades, you can get done faster, you can get closer to the skin. Are there benefits to this type of blade?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The first is purely economic. The cost of a safety razor blade in bulk is a fraction of the price of the typical cartridge. It varies slightly, anywhere from under a quarter to maybe 75 cents. So average about 25 to 50 cents per blade in bulk. So there's a huge difference right there from the typical cartridge. Also, a safety razor, a single razor, will tend to give you less irritation than a multi-blade cartridge. Typically, a single blade cartridge, pardon me, a safety razor blade does take a little longer to use, but not much. But the shave you can get with it is equal to or better than a cartridge as long as you're using proper technique and proper products.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I made the switch over to safety razor shaving initially was with the multi-blades, I was getting just really bad bumps. My face was just red and just felt terrible after I shaved. It was really close, right? I didn't have any like super smooth, no whisker sticking out, but it just was irritated as all get out.
Right. And that's largely due to the lift and cut technology of the typical cartridge, or what I like to call the yank and slice. The concept is called hysteresis. And the problem with that is that, as you said, it can really create some real problems with the skin. With a safety razor blade, as long as you are properly preparing the face and have a good lather, you don't need a lift and cut technology because the hair will be about 25% more flexible and slightly ease out of its follicle. So using a single blade will give you the same type of shave as a multi-blade, but with a lot less irritation.
So let's talk about the prep that goes on, because a lot of guys who are using the multi-blade cartridges, like they might, some of the guys, I've seen guys just use like splash on water and then shave with these things. In order to get a good, comfortable shave with the safety razor, there's a little more prep involved. So what are the steps that are involved to get a super close, comfortable shave with a safety razor?
Sure. Actually, it should be the same as with any razor. And as you said, a lot of people don't do it, but the first step is properly cleaning and hydrating the area to be shaved, which we'll assume is the face. And that means lots and lots of hot water and a gentle soap. What you don't want to use is a body bar or a deodorant bar because it strips away too much of the natural oil on the skin that you really need in conjunction with the shave product to get a good shave with. So a gentle cleaning with a facial soap or a facial cleanser kind of thing, even something like Noxzema will work great, along with lots and lots of warm water, will clean the skin, hydrate the skin, and soften the stubble to the point where you can get a proper shave really with any razor.
And I mean, what about the Badger Brush? So a lot of people associate, like, if you're going to shave with the safety razor, you need a Badger Brush. Do you need a Badger Brush?
You know, a Badger Brush is not required, but it sure makes it a lot nicer. And I should say a brush in general. You know, it doesn't have to be Badger. There are certainly other hair brushes available, anything from horse hair to boar hair to even synthetics. And as long as you get something reasonably well built, it really can make a difference in that it will spread that lather much more evenly, kind of surround each individual hair follicle, kind of wash away or swipe away the tiny bits of debris that might be next to a follicle of hair, and just generally performs better. But it's not required.
Okay. Well, you talked about like it, in a lot of the shaving forms and the shaving content out there, like, everyone's like Badger hair is the standard. Why is Badger seen as like the standard for a good shaving brush?
Badger hair is one of the few types of animal hair that hold water really well. Most animals want to shed water off of their hair or their fur, but the badger can actually retain water, and others can as well. I mean, as I said, the boar and the horse come to mind, but badgers do it best.
Okay, yeah, I've had a boar brush. The one thing I've had problems with, it smells.
the funk, yeah. Been there, done that.
Yeah, it takes a while for it to go away. You have to sort of like soak your brush for a bit, and then after a while, the scent will go away.
And that's really something any natural hair brush will have to some extent. Some manufacturers treat the brush better than others. So I've had plenty of badger hair brushes that had quite a bit of funk on them. Horse can be pretty funky. And as you said, all it really takes is some shampooing with a good animal hair shampoo, or even just some lather from a shaving product, massaged in really good, rinsed a few times, and after a week or two, the funk largely disappears and you don't smell anything except the shaving lather you're working with.
Okay. So for those who are listening and they're like, I want to start doing this, are there some brands you recommend that are like good starter brands? Because the one thing people who get into old school shaving is that it can get really expensive really fast if you let it.
That's true, yes.
And it can become like a hobby and a very expensive hobby. you probably know this. But I mean, are there some good like starter brands if someone wants to give, you know, safety razor shaving a try?
Yeah, there are some good brands out there. Something that is widely available in the United States through places like the large franchises, the large department stores, you'll often see a brand named Vanderhagen. They have a set available that has a inexpensive boar hair brush and a mug and some shaving soap, and you can find the basic version for under $10 or the much better premium set for only about $25. And as I said, you'll probably find them fairly widely available in the United States. As a side note, I actually visited Vanderhagen last month by coincidence and saw their manufacturing and distribution facility, and it was incredible. You often, in this game, you often talk to the shaving artisans where they make a few batches of shaving soap or shaving cream at a time. Vanderhagen makes their shaving soaps 30,000 pucks at a time.
Whoa.
And their distribution center has semi-trucks pull up to it with pallets of these things going out to Walmart, Walgreens, Target, wherever. And it's that way every single day. It's the place is just insane. I'm going to do an article about it on my website, Sharpologist, here in maybe next month, and with some photographs and everything, because it really was impressive. They are also starting to sell a safety razor. It's probably available in most of the same outlets. It's a decent quality, maybe not the best out there, but certainly adequate to start with. And that's about $20 to $25 as well for this safety razor. So that is certainly one brand that is widely available. Amazon has a number of other options, obviously. The two most popular double-edged razors, without a doubt right now, are the Mirkur Model 34C, which is also called the Heavy Duty, and the Edwin Jagger DE89, which actually has a number of different handle types, but the same shaving head all to it. And they're available in many different online sources. Amazon is the easy one, of course. But those two are the easy recommendation because so many people have them. So many people have great, great shaves with them. And they're reasonably well-built and not overly expensive.
It's wedding season, and while weddings are all about the bride and groom, they're also a chance for you to look your best. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million, even though suits start at just $499. It's easier than ever to be the best dressed with Indochino. Order your custom suits now, and they'll be ready for wedding season. The process of customizing a suit on Indochino, very easy to do. It's also a lot of fun. I've talked about my navy blue suit I've gotten from Indochino. First off, you can decide how the jacket is, how you want the pockets on the jacket to be, how you want the lapels, the vent on the back, the lining. On the pants, you can decide you want pleats or no pleats. I went no pleats on my pants on this one. And then you do the measuring process. You'll need someone to help you, but they have this very easy-to-follow guide. Send that all in a few weeks, you have a custom made-to-measure suit sent directly to your door, and you're going to pay about the same price for a suit that you'd pay for an off-the-rack suit at a department store. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code MANLINESS to get 10% off any purchase of $399 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code MANLINESS. Check it out today. Spring is here and the McKays are going to be really busy. I'm coaching flag football again. My daughter's playing basketball. And on those nights when we don't have time to cook a full meal and clean up, we like to eat Factor meals. Factor meals are ready-to-eat meals that are on the table in less than 2 minutes. They're fresh, they're not frozen, they're chef-crafted and dietitian-approved. You eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You just simply heat and savor the good stuff. And all these meals are really, really nutritious. They're macro-friendly if you're tracking your macros. That's another reason why I like them. So we've been using Factor Meals for a while. One thing I've enjoyed lately is the green chili chicken. Super tasty. I also like the creamy mushroom chicken and rice. Very good. It also comes with garlic green beans. And again, you just warm these things up in 2 minutes, and then you have this really delicious meal. And best of all, clean up's a breeze. If you want to try this out, head to factormeals.com/manliness50 and use code manliness50, that's manliness50, to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. It's a good deal. That's code manliness50, manliness50 at factormeals.com/manliness50. Get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Check it out today. Have you ever been to an event where you just had to get the best seats? Like maybe it was a concert for your favorite band, or maybe it was an important game for your favorite team. Well, to do that, you had to set an alarm to get the tickets as soon as they went on sale. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you are trying to hire for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/manliness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best people fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/manliness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/manliness, M-A-N-L-I-N-E-S-S. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, picture that thing you've always wanted to learn. Now picture learning it from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That's what you get with Masterclass. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Masterclass offers over 180 world-class instructors, and a lot of them are former AOM podcast guests. So for example, you can learn The Art of Negotiation from Chris Voss. We had him on the podcast. Leadership from Jocko Willink, another AOM podcast guest. Writing from Malcolm Gladwell, another AOM podcast guest. You name it, Masterclass has it. With Masterclass, you get unlimited access to intimate one-on-one classes with the world's best. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. So I did the Masterclass with Chris Voss on negotiation. Very well done. He talks about tactical empathy, how to mirror somebody so that you can develop rapport with them. So if you enjoyed that podcast I did with Chris Voss several years ago about his book, Never Split the Difference, you're going to love this Masterclass. And right now, AOM listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/AOM. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/AOM. Masterclass.com/AOM. Check out the negotiation class with Chris Voss.
Okay. Any shaving soaps you recommend?
Sure. Again, getting into sort of the mass market thing, you're starting to see a brand now, Pacific Shaving. They have a caffeinated shaving soap and aftershave that is excellent. Another fairly widely available brand is Cremo Cream, which is really a brushless cream, but is brush friendly. You can use it with a brush if you wanted to. That is also widely available. Of the other brands, you'll start seeing names like Trumpers, Truefitt and Hill, Taylor of Old Bond Street. Those are what's referred to as the three T's in the hobby. They are high-end, but they are widely available and, for the most part, excellent. Another excellent name is D.R. Harris, and I should mention all those brands are British brands. Then there are a number of artisan soap and cream manufacturers that make very good products but are less widely available.
Okay. So, I mean, what about, you do a lot about safety razor shaving. Do you do anything about straight razor shaving?
I do. I'm not a big fan of straight razor shaving myself. Frankly, I'm just not as good as it as I'd like to be. I suppose if I practiced a little more, I would be. I just prefer the double-edged razor for some reason. I do use a straight razor. In fact, I'm just in the finishing stages of putting together a sort of an online class for straight razor shaving, where I kind of go through some, I don't want to say shortcuts, but some things you can do to shorten the learning curve and make it a little bit easier. But I must say that for myself, for some reason, I just prefer the weight and the technology of the double-edged razor over the straight. But a lot of people love straight razors. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. I've do the straight. I don't do it all that often because you're right. There is a very steep learning curve with the straight razor. And if you don't do it right, you'll slice your ear. You're not that corner. So yeah, I'll probably do it just every now and then when I got some time, I want to treat myself.
Yeah, exactly.
A nice straight razor shave. I know we've been dogging on the multi-blade cartridges, but have the big companies that make the multi-blade cartridges, have they responded in any ways? Or are they doing anything to improve the shaving experience because of this, this return to safety, double-edged blade razor shaving?
I think they've noticed it, but they are so ingrained in their walled garden that provides a known profit margin for them that they are unwilling to really take a big step back. Now, that does not mean that they haven't. For example, in the India market, Gillette tried to introduce a multi-bladed cartridge, and the population just didn't really go for it, mostly because it was too expensive for them. So they came up with a razor called the Gillette Guard, which is a single blade in a cartridge, but it's one blade and very inexpensive. Except for the blade, it's all plastic, but it does have a pivot to the head. And reintroduce that into the market of India, and has been quite successful with it. But they've used the Gillette Guard as sort of a third world, low cost entry product, and haven't really taken it anywhere else. Now, some enterprising vendors have actually imported the Gillette Guard from India, and you can buy them online here in the United States. If you want to try them, they're only like $2, and they work okay. I mean, they're not bad. So that is one thing. Another, I think, is they are getting a little more into the pivoting technology, which is nice to see. That's kind of one thing I will credit the large shaving manufacturers for. I think the pivot is a good idea, and lately they've kind of taken it to the next step with the ball type concept, which I don't really think personally gets you that much more, but it's still an interesting technology to investigate. And if someone would make a single blade with a good pivot, I think it would work very well for a lot of people.
Yeah. One thing I noticed they've been doing is, especially Gillette in their marketing, talking about the economy of shaving with their blades. So they'll talk about, well, you buy this blade, it's going to last you 4 weeks or five weeks, because I think they're responding to that criticism that, man, these things are really expensive to buy. And you can shave for a lot less money using a safety razor. Why would I shave with you guys? So I've been seeing their marketing on TV and in the magazines, like, oh, well, if you do the dollar, the average, the cost per use, it's actually really affordable.
But if you look at the fine print on that, they also say they are assuming that you only shave 2 or 3 times a week.
Okay, there's the rub.
There's the rub. If you shave every day, the cartridge life is pretty much the same, no matter what brand you get. You will get slightly longer life out of some cartridges than other cartridges, some brands versus other brands. But they kind of play fast and loose with the longevity by assuming that you're not going to shave as much as you did before.
Okay. Let's get in some brass tacks tips about how to get a better shave. What can you do for shaving hard places like the neck and the jawline?
Okay. Well, part of it goes back to adequate preparation, making sure that skin and that stubble is as ready as it can be for the shave. And then when you do shave, shave the flattest parts first. Even if your razor has a pivot, it still works best if you don't actually follow the contours of the area, but sort of look at it like a diamond and shave the flat parts, the facets first. then go back and re-lather and shave again from a different direction and slowly reduce the stubble to an acceptable level rather than try and lop it off all at once.
So yeah, let's talk about that, that whole reduction versus removing. This brings up the point, like shaving with the grain or against the grain, what is the best way to go about that?
Sure. Well, and for those who need to understand the concept, if you rub your face in different directions, it'll feel rougher in some directions and smoother in others. The direction that it feels the smoothest is the grain of that beard area. And it might change depending on the area of your face you're touching. So the idea is to get the safest, most comfortable shave by first shaving with the grain. Reduce the bulk of the stubble so it's comfortable and does not get irritated. And then go back and re-lather and shave across the grain. That is a direction 90 degrees from the direction of the grain. And then if you want, re-lather again, if you want a still closer shave, and shave against the grain. But the one thing that will be sure to produce irritation right away is if you try and shave against the grain right away, because you want to reduce the bulk of the beard most carefully.
I mean, what happens if you? I mean, what's happening is it you're increasing the chance of ingrown hairs by doing that? Is that what the irritation comes from?
That is partly the issue. Yes, ingrown and just razor burn redness, taking off more hair than the skin is ready to give up at that point.
Gotcha. Well, and what can you do about razor bumps and irritation that you might get? Even if you're super careful, it might come up. What can you do to help treat that?
Right. Well, the best way to treat it is to prevent it. And the best way to prevent it is to use a good quality sharp blade. Don't try and use your blade for longer than its lifespan. Use a really good shaving product and take it carefully. Take a little time to do it correctly rather than just take mindless swipes at your face. That being said, there are a few treatments you can do afterward. A good shave balm will certainly help. Something that is relatively inexpensive and widely available I like to recommend is Nivea for Men Sensitive. The sensitive version does not have dyes or artificial fragrance, and it works very well to calm the skin. I would advise against using a high alcohol content aftershave splash, because that will just dry out the skin even more and make it even worse. There is a new product by Grooming Lounge called the Shavior, S-H-A-V-I-O-R, that is made to treat bumps, irritation, and ingrowns with regular use. And it actually works pretty well. I used it, I evaluated it for several months a while back for myself, and it works pretty well. Beyond that, a good rinse with warm water followed by cool water after the shave is also can be helpful for avoiding those little white pimply looking dots that often come up for some people, which is in a lot of times just simply lather residue that's been left on the face, and just rinsing that off thoroughly will take care of that. And then, of course, if you get a serious cut, a nick, something like a nick stick or an alum block or something like that will treat those types of more serious cuts.
Okay. What about toilet paper? Is that like last resort?
Yeah, if you need to, sure. Let plenty of people do it. I've done it myself on occasion.
Go to the toilet paper. Yeah, I had to put a Band-Aid on my lip when my first shave. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Are there any myths out there about wet shaving that you see, even in the wet shaving community, like, said over and over and over again?
Sure. Yeah, certainly in the major mainstream media, the number of blades is largely one of the least important things about a razor. Really, the fewer blades, the better in a lot of cases. If somebody is getting a better shave with a razor that happens to have more blades, it is more likely due to the blade technology of the razor that is not related to the number of blades. It might be the metallurgy of the blade has changed. They may have changed a nonstick coating. They may have changed the design of the razor head, and that plays more of a role than the actual number of blades. In fact, to my knowledge, there has never been a peer-reviewed survey or test of multi-bladed razors that concluded more blades was better from somebody that did not have the test funded by one of the big razor blade brands. Another semi-myth is the idea of the grain. Certainly, if you are using a multi-blade cartridge, you really do need to go with the grain. But if you're using a safety razor, you can cheat. You can go in the general direction of the grain without going through every little nook and cranny. In fact, I advocate when you're learning a single blade safety razor to simply go straight down. Don't follow the grain at all. Just go straight down. It's more important to learn how to hold the razor properly and maybe not get the best shaves in the world at first than to try and follow every little direction of the grain of your beard. So that's sort of a myth. Another myth is that the high-end Badger brushes that cost several hundred dollars and are gathered from badgers that are living high up in the mountains in some far-off land.
They're magical badgers.
The magical badgers will give you a significantly better shave than a low-end brush. Certainly, they can feel a lot better. And at some point, some of the mid-grades do perform noticeably better than the lower grades. But after a point, after some price point and level of hair quality, the amount of performance you get back is not related to the hair itself, but simply the luxury of the experience.
Gotcha. So there's no need to spend $200 on a shaving brush.
Oh, absolutely not. You can spend for a good, solid, really good performing brush, you can do that for well under $75, and it'll last you years. Some people say that shaving brushes can last a lifetime. Personally, I don't go for that. A Badger brush is a tool that does wear out, but you can certainly make them last 5 to 10 years with no problem at all, and then get yourself something else down the line.
Awesome. Well, Mark, where can people find more about your work?
Okay. Well, obviously, my YouTube channel is where I become known first, and that is my YouTube channel name is Mantic59. And then my related website, which also has links to the videos and a number of other resources, is sharpologist.com.
Awesome. Well, Mark Hero, thank you so much for your time. It has been a pleasure.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Our guest today is Mark Hero. He's the owner of the website sharpologist.com, and you can also find his YouTube channel. Check that out if you want to see some great instructional videos about shaving under the username Mantic59. Well, that wraps up another edition of the Art of Manliness podcast. For more manly tips and advice, make sure to check out the Art of Manliness website at artofmanliness.com. Speaking of wet shaving, if you guys didn't know this, we actually have an Art of Manliness safety razor shaving set on our Art of Manliness store, putting a little plug. store.artofmanliness.com. It's a Mercure razor, and it's got Art of Manliness engraved on the handle, and it's got John L. Sullivan on the head of the razor. Got also got a badger brush and some shaving soap as well. So if you're interested, check it out. Your purchases there will support the Art of Manliness podcast, as well as the content we produce on artofmanliness.com. Really appreciate it. Until next time, this is Brett McKay telling you to stay manly.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.